Hello, everyone. Before I start the episode, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened, downloaded, and shared this podcast. We are always trying to improve, and all the feedback you have given us has been great. I would also like to encourage you to subscribe to our daily newsletter to stay up to date on the newest podcast episodes, industry insights, and Mercator Advisor Group commentary. Again, thank you to everyone who comes and listens to our episodes, and now, on with the show. Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about Zelle. And to help me with that conversation, I have the VP and Head of Sales and Customer Success at Early Warning, Ian McAllister. Ian, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Now, so to get things started, let's first off, for those of us who have been living under a rock for the past couple of months, can you give us a little bit of an overview of Early Warning and Zelle?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Thanks. So Early Warning, which is the company that owns the Zelle network and the Zelle brand, has been a company that's been in place for close to 30 years. And really what Early Warning, the base of what Early Warning does is it works with U.S. financial institutions to do things like protect the financial industry against fraud and bad actors in the payment system. But it recently has launched a few years ago a product that now we call Zelle. And so we've been working over the last year to integrate with large financial institutions, and really any financial institution in the U.S. Can join Zelle. And so we've had a lot of great success working with our partners and also our financial institutions to make Zelle a reality.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Now, how are the implementations going? You know, are you seeing implementations from across the spectrum of financial institutions, so big banks, community banks, and credit unions?
We have. We've had a lot of great success, especially recently, with working with those financial institutions. So we have over 140 banks and credit unions signed already to participate with Zelle. We currently have 29 live and a significant amount of the rest implementing. And just to give you a sense of kind of some of the traction we've had over the last quarter is, in the first quarter, we had over $25 billion moved through the Zelle network and over 85 million transactions just in that quarter alone. So, I mean, really our goal is to, like I said earlier, was to provide a network where any U.S. bank or credit union can join. So a lot of them are doing it directly with us, so working directly with Early Warning in the Zelle network, but others are using partners that we established a few years ago. And those would be Fiserv or FIS, Jack Henry or Co-op to provide kind of the ability to join the Zelle network to really any of the 10,000 plus financial institutions in the U.S. And plus we have other partnerships with like IBM and ACI and CGI and D3, where they're out there as kind of vendors working with a lot of the financial institutions to, again, educate and help provide technology solutions for them to join Zelle. So that 140 plus institutions is just kind of the tip of the iceberg, because really our goal is to get to over 10,000.
Excellent. So now, how has the growth of P2P transactions been progressing? You know, we've seen Bank of America's report of 4 million Zelle users in quarter two, and all Zelle financial institutions collectively completed 35 million transactions worth about $10 billion in quarter two. You know, and to me, it kind of sounds like numbers like that would make your competition, I would joke to say, zealous. But is that kind of growth that you've been, you know, expecting? And is there any other qualitative information that you can share with us about that?
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing about Zelle is a network, and, you know, as networks grow, they have a network effect. So one friend sending money to their friend, and then that person sends money to a few of their friends, or they split a bill. So we're definitely seeing that element of network effect occurring. And that really helps with, again, partnering with the larger banks so they can provide this as a kind of an innovative solution in their own mobile banking. And so if you look at just the 140 plus that I mentioned earlier, they all have a mobile banking app. And when Zelle is implemented into that mobile banking app, there are people out there with phones and a banking app that already have Zelle. So it really is the ability to provide them just the knowledge and education that they already have Zelle on their banking app. And once they do, you start to see the growth of the transactions and the interaction with Zelle kind of take off. So just to give you a sense of those banks, they have over 110 million apps installed on phones across the U.S. So 110 million people already have Zelle. It's just now educating them that they can use it. And additionally, you know, we're really starting to see the use cases of the network grow too. It's not only just person-to-person payments, which we see a heavy usage for rent, but we also see meals being split. We see utilities being shared, a lot of gifting going on, people paying for dog walkers or paying their friends back for kind of travel when they maybe they've gone out and travel together and paying them back. So we're the real cool thing is seeing not only just the usage growth, but also just the use cases across the people using the network.
Yeah, and I think you make a really great point there in terms of just the education of it. You know, with a lot of new technology being implemented today, especially in the financial institution arena, it really makes sense for these financial institutions to really get out there and educate the consumers on these, because as you were pointing out, there's a lot of use cases for them, and you're kind of discovering more of them each day as it kind of gets into the hands of more and more users. So moving on, you know, do you think that consumers will use multiple P2P solutions? So for example, perhaps, you know, they might use Facebook's P2P solutions for small transactions when consumers are like in a messenger app, and then using Zelle for larger transactions.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're definitely advocates for any digital payments infrastructure, to be honest with you. Our goal, Early Warning's goal, and our bank and credit union's goal is really to reduce the usage of cash and check, because those are heavy operational costs for people, for banks, for really the payments industry. So reducing cash and check is really our goal. And if there are other players out there that kind of help facilitate people moving from using traditional cash and check to digital payments, we're cool with that. It's kind of like the higher tide rises all boats in the scenario. And you mentioned a few things. What we're seeing is actually, you know, when people want to do contextual payments. So we focus on, you know, making sure it's fast, safe, and easy for people to do payments through Zelle. But again, if people are selecting a digital payment over cash and check, I think that's gonna benefit not only Zelle, but it will benefit kind of the financial industry too.
Great. Now, there was some press a few months ago where consumers were using their Zelle P2P app to buy goods from people that they didn't know. And if the transaction went bad, consumers expected reimbursement on the bad transactions as if the seller were an approved merchant. Now, are there any best practices that have come out of those instances that financial institutions are starting to deploy?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, we took this very seriously, and our banks and credit unions take it very seriously too. We certainly want to ensure that we're providing, you know, I mentioned fast, safe, and easy. I mean, the middle word was safe. You know, we want to make sure that is as a core construct of how we're building Zelle. And so we take it very seriously. We work very closely with our network banks and credit unions. And so we've already put some changes in the place, especially around the user experience that has been embedded within the mobile banking apps. And this really is to ensure that people confirm or know who they're sending money to. So again, it's a little bit, we're doing it both from a user experience standpoint to ensure that if I'm trying to send money to Ryan, that I'm confirming via the experience that I'm sending it to Ryan. And additionally, just making sure that there's the education for the consumers out there that this is a real-time payment infrastructure, that when you're sending money, it's just like handing somebody cash. So would you hand cash to somebody that you didn't know or trust? I'm not sure you would. So make sure that we're educating customers to send money to friends and family. I think those are important elements of what we're doing, is that enhancement of education. And, you know, again, this is a new infrastructure. This is a new payment rail that, you know, there are going to be scam artists out there. So we definitely don't think that we're not averse to people trying to scam people through Zelle, but at the same time, through education and through the experience, we feel like that will benefit people's trust of the safety of the network. And then we've actually recently already seen those the fraudulent transactions go down, and based on the data that we're seeing, we're trending below other kind of digital payment infrastructures or systems. And that, you know, that includes debit or other P2P transaction type of systems too. So although we did hit some negative press, we took it very seriously, made some changes, and we feel like we're trending in the right way.
Excellent. Well, I'm certainly glad to see that there's some good certainly coming out of that and moving forward in a positive direction. Now, so can you tell me about your business to consumer distribution strategy? You know, as I come to understand that one of the areas of interest is really with tuition reimbursement. So can you talk about this market and how Zelle plans to help with tuition reimbursement?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So Zelle initially was built as a P2P platform, but very quickly our banks were able to innovate, thinking about that network and what are the other use cases. And so even back in 2014, when Bank of America launched their digital disbursements product using kind of the infrastructure of Zelle, they recognized that they were able to build a product that helped modernize kind of a payments infrastructure for corporates, where they traditionally relied on, you know, even just checks most of the time in the way that they did payments. And so, you know, the leveraging Zelle to be able for a corporate to be able to send money to their, more or less their customers, again, is a very innovative way and an additional kind of value added service that they can provide payments in real time to their customers, no matter the use case. And so one was tuition reimbursement, which you said, which is great. Initially, the first use case was insurance, which is a very kind of well-used use case. We also see rebates, refunds, you know, some emergency type of payroll and transactions. We see tipping. We see a bunch of others. And the good thing is that when Bank of America launched this, other banks, you know, followed suit pretty quickly. So we already have 7 financial institutions with large corporate entities in their bank leveraging the disbursements product. So, you know, we're excited about it. One of the ones that we were really excited about last year that we could help as a network in times of trouble was when the American Red Cross used us to do disbursements for kind of emergency relief funds. So that was one where, although it was a tough situation for those that were impacted, we as a company felt like we could provide value to those consumers who need to get money quickly through the American Red Cross. So that was a cool thing to be part of.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Yeah, no, the software development side of my brain here really gets excited when I get to talk to, you know, kind of platform builders here, because it really is just kind of, you know, as you were pointing out with the Bank of America example, is kind of, hey, we're providing this platform, and then they come in and say, hey, well, wait a second, there's something else here that we can bolt on top of this. And other organizations come in and say, yeah, well, we could put this on top of here, or we could bolt this into it this way. And then it really becomes something that's extremely valuable to the end user here. So I definitely get excited and kind of seeing, you know, over the next couple years how it is that this evolves and who kind of builds on top of this platform and what other things it is that kind of evolve from this. So looking at kind of that 5-year outlook here, you know, is there anything else on your near-term roadmap that you can share with us?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, so being kind of owned by financial institutions too, and also having all these clients, we have thousands of clients already at Early Warning, but like I mentioned, 140 signed up to use Zelle. We have a lot of input of what our customers want, so that's a good thing. We have a good base of customer feedback, and really it's making sure that we listen to our customers, which are banks and credit unions, but they're listening to their customers, which are people and corporates. So whenever they identify opportunities to leverage a real time fast, safe, and easy type of infrastructure like Zelle, we'll be there to provide it. Right now, we focus predominantly on person-to-person payments and business-to-consumer payments. But as we bring on more financial institutions, our goal is to really drive ubiquity across the U.S. financial institution, do it in a safe way. And if there are other use cases that our clients want and their customers want, we're definitely going to be there for them.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Ian, for taking the time today for speaking to us about Zelle, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.